Adi Kainlik is an attorney by day and a musician by night. He's an El Pasoan living in Chicago, and we're here today because the band he is in, the Lusitania, is celebrating the 10-year anniversary of their Rain and Rivers album. Here to tell us all about it is Adi Kainlik. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.
So Lusitania is one of the bands that you're in, but you've always maintained playing music regardless of what you're doing for work or whatever.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I would always say that I'm like a musician first, and then anything else I'm doing in my life is second. Obviously, it doesn't necessarily pay my bills, but it's where my heart lies. Fortunately, the Lusitania has been a band for, well, the record's 10 years old, but we've been together for probably about 15 years or so. And the beautiful part about it is that even though I live in Chicago, and then another one of our guys lives in Florida, another guy lives in Tennessee, and the rest of the guys are in El Paso, it's sort of the glue that kind of has kept us together over the years. And we're able to record cross country and make records and play whenever we're, you know, all able to do so. So it's been like a nice way to just kind of maintain contact.
So 10 years, I see you guys as like younger guys, because I mean, I've known you for about that amount of time. And I always think it's a blur, or does it feel like a blur?
Well, you know, when you start thinking about it, it actually did go by quite quickly. And the whole reason why it even started coming up was because we did have so much time during quarantine. I do play in music projects here in Chicago, but nobody's been doing anything for a year now. And it sort of popped up that, yeah, it's been a 10-year anniversary of this record that was really important in my life, really important in my bandmates' lives. And this was the perfect time to sort of comb through old B-sides and old demos and just do something to sort of celebrate it and kind of keep those creative juices flowing while everything is sort of at a standstill.
So be honest, because, you know, sometimes you look back 10 years and you're like, oh, I can't believe I did that. Other times you look back 10 years and you're like, dang, I was cool. Like, you know, you impress yourself. Did you have any of those feelings as you were digging around there?
Well, you know, the thing that stood out was the connection to both Jim Ward and to Gabe Gonzalez, who were a big part of it. You know, I was a teenager growing up in El Paso, listening to Sparta and At the Drive-In, and having those guys involved in making the record and really promoting it and backing it and being supporters of the band meant so much to me 10 years ago. And it does to this day, but it was very impactful at the time because those were people I had looked up to and still do. So the fact that they were involved back then, thinking about it, it definitely stirred up a lot of emotions and good feelings thinking back to it.
Jim's that kind of guy that likes to support talented bands from this town. And I mean, you guys just so happen to be one of those bands.
Yeah, we talked about it, and he's been a great supporter in El Paso in so many ways, but particularly for up and coming musicians, takes them on the road, gives them a chance to record albums in his studio. When Clap of Thunder was around, he pretty much let us have carte blanche and just run wild in there and let us record for a year without paying him a dime, you know, until we mm-hmm. could. And he was totally supportive of that. And Gabe Gonzalez, who played in Sparta and Sleeper Car, was behind the helm and essentially guided us through the entire process. And having those two people in our corner was such a important part of the process and important part of our development as artists.
So what did you learn from those two guys? Because, you know, I don't know if you know, the theme music of this show is by Jim Ward and Gabe Gonzalez.
Okay. All right. Yeah. There you go. More support.
Right. But what did you learn through that process from them?
One of the main takeaways that I took from Gabe when I was recording my piano parts, which is what I do in the band, was how to be creative in the studio and a little bit improvisational. A lot of the piano parts when I was listening back to the album, I forgot that I had written a lot of that stuff on the spot with him right then and there. To be honest with you, he kind of taught me how to have fun because nice. I was so uptight.
Were you just like trying to nail it? Was that what you were focused on? Or
yeah, I mean, it was our debut record. So there's a lot of pressure that kind of comes along with that. I mean, internal pressure, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think there was an aspect of it where I wasn't having fun. And he, I think, recognized that and said, hey, listen, just relax. Let's play around in here. Let's just do things that will make the record sound good, make you happy, and let's do that. So from that aspect of it, I learned that from Gabe. And then from Jim, one of the things we learned was sort of how to promote, how to market. You know, Jim wasn't necessarily producing the record, but once the record was done, he put it out through Tembloroso. He took us on the road and he sort of shepherded that marketing aspect of it. So that was a completely different skill set that we hadn't had before.
But let's talk about this little tour you guys went on, because it wasn't just any old like, oh, you know, we're going to go to a few cities, whatever. I mean, y'all were on the road.
The biggest tour that we went with him was we drove from El Paso up to Calgary, Canada to play a music festival. And we went through Wyoming and Montana and, oh gosh, a bunch of places along the way. It kind of culminated with us playing at a Sled Island Music Festival. We played with Alejandro Escovedo, which we have done before in El Paso, and Justin Townsend was on the same music festival, and a bunch of artists that we liked. And of course, Sleeper Car, we were opening for them on the entire tour. Some of our bandmates actually were playing in the backing band. It was a pretty crazy long road trip up to Canada and back. We did a bunch of shows with Sleepercar in El Paso and Marfa and just sort of all over the place. So we were a pretty heavily touring band during that time period of our lives. And we were fortunate to have that kind of connection to Jim, where he was able to, you know, take us up to Canada and along the way, all those places. Yeah.
So what are you guys up to now? I mean, I know you say you still collaborate and you still do your thing, but yeah, what's everybody doing now?
Well, you know, that's kind of a great question for any artist right now. What are you doing now? a whole lot of nothing, I think, is the right answer. I'm doing a whole lot of sitting around the house and pacing around, but
trying not to panic.
Trying not to panic too much, wondering if we'll ever play gigs again. You know, one of the things that we are doing, honestly, is we're staying in touch with each other. We're hoping for the best when it comes to both the pandemic and, you know, hopefully everything is okay with the selection and everybody's okay in the next couple of weeks. But we're trying to be optimistic and planning on some way that we can maybe celebrate with a 10-year anniversary show, if that's in the cards. Who knows? Maybe making more EPs or LPs, even though we're kind of all over the country. Technology is so easy now to do that. So maybe we'll do something along those lines. But everything is just sort of all up in the air for everyone. So right now we're just trying to honor this 10-year anniversary of the debut, trying to get people to listen to it again, have fun listening to some of these B-sides and that we've never released before and unreleased demos, and just sort of play with that since there's really not much else to do.
So what would Adi today tell Adi then? Because you got the memo on having fun. Mm-hmm. What else is there?
Well, one of the things that I've always thought about when I was touring during that time is don't take it for granted. Realize that you're only going to be in your early 20s one time in your life and really remember it, really cherish it, and try not to take yourself too seriously. I have to tell myself that even today. Probably needed to tell myself that 10 years ago. You know, especially if you're on the road, you live and die by every show and every performance and every piece of music that you put out. And you kind of forget to stop and smell the roses. So maybe tell that guy to just kind of calm down a little bit and have fun with what you're doing. And we did have a lot of fun, but you know, I think it's because we were so serious and took everything so to heart and put a lot of effort into it that it created that sort of pressure on us. But it was good pressure. Pressure makes diamonds, right?
I guess. I mean, and I mean, to think, you know, a lot of bands work together for a long time, tour together for a long time, and then they don't. So, I mean, it seems like y'all kind of figured out.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's like a musical soulmate aspect to it. I mean, we've been playing with each other in some kind of version of a band for a long time, and the Lusitania has been sort of this through line that's kept us in some way, shape, or form, either creatively in each other's lives. And if nothing else, we've just been able to sort of maintain this bond together over the years. I mean, I saw these guys 2 days ago on a Zoom call like this, mm-hmm. and I just kind of caught up with them and, you know, how are they doing? And that's all just born out of the fact that we've been friends for a long time and collaborators for a long time. And hopefully we get to still be collaborators and friends for many, many years to come.
How did you find music, or how did music find you?
Some of the guys in the band were in popular high school bands, Famous Last Words and then The Royalty. They played in those bands and I would go to their shows. I think they found out that I played piano and they're like, hey, that'd be kind of weird to have a piano player in a band. So it kind of, those piano lessons my parents signed me up for paid off. So I kind of forced myself to be their friend, and then they brought me in, and it just kind of happened naturally. I think I was 18 when I started playing music with them, and I'm, you know, turning 34 in a couple days, and, you know, I'm still making music with them. So it was just born out of the fact that I was one of the few guys that knew how to play piano. They were trying to start an alt country kind of thing. I happened to be at the right place, right time. And we've been friends and musicians ever since.
And in all the bands that you're in, is that like your one instrument, or do you noodle around with other stuff?
I play piano and organ and keyboards in one project called The Second Winds. And then I have my own project called Heatstroke, which is actually a direct tip of the cap to El Paso, because I've been in Chicago now for 8 years. And the last two times I've come to El Paso, I've gotten heatstroke from just hanging out outside too long.
You haven't even been gone that long.
I know. I got so sick the last couple times I came just from being out in the sun too long and too pasty. So heatstroke, I sing, I play guitar, I do keyboards in that as well. I write all the songs and stuff like that. So I try to kind of mix it up a little bit, but I guess piano is my kind of bread and butter. It's what I've always done.
Okay, so if we want to hear this 10-year anniversary version of Rain and Rivers, how do we get our hands on it?
Well, it's everywhere music is streamed. You can buy it on iTunes or Apple Music or Spotify. Everywhere that music is streamed, it's available. Maybe one day we'll press it. I'm not exactly sure what the timeline of that would be, but it's something I would like to do. But yeah, anywhere you kind of stream music now, you can find it there.
Today, my guest has been Adi Kalik. He is from the band The Lusitania, and they are celebrating the 10-year anniversary of their Rain and Rivers album, which we can find anywhere. Anywhere you find music, anywhere music is streamed, we can all tune in and take a listen. So, Adi, thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much for having me.